Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, and I am your host, Zainab Askari. In this program, we do a roundtable discussion on the very interesting topics. And today also, we're going to discuss one of the very interesting topics with two of the very special guests. I have with me Siddique on my left side and Fatima on my right side. I would want you guys to introduce yourself. Let's start from Fatima.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My name is Fatima Peabody. I'm from Southern California, U.S. I've been here in Qom this time a little over 5 years. I studied a little bit at Jamaat al-Zahra Hawza. Since then, I'm just teaching a little bit of English conversation classes here and there and just attending lectures and my own kind of self-study, enjoying the Qom life.
Well, thank you, Fatima. Nice to meet you. How are you, Siddique? Let's know something about you, too.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Siddique. I am from the UK, specifically London. And I've been in Qom as well for around 5 to 6 years now. And I study in Bint al-Huda. My field of specialization is Fiqh and Usul, which basically deals with jurisprudence, the nitty-gritty of how the rules are derived.
True.
So it's looking at the principles of jurisprudence and the ahkam, the rulings, and how everything is derived from the Quran and Hadith.
Wow.
That's one part of study. And I have an interest in philosophy, so I've done a bit of that on the side, but I never managed to finish it because my normal study takes a lot of time.
Well, I hope you finish that soon, and it's so nice to meet both of you.
Thank you.
Since you're from Hausa, and you studied Hausa too, and I studied Hausa also, so let's discuss spirituality. Sure. What do you think, Fatima? You're sitting on my right hand, and you're from California. How do you define spirituality?
I think spirituality is a very, very complex, deep, and broad topic. It means different things to different people. I think the way they translate it, ma'naviyat, irfan, I mean, it has so many different deep meanings. And I think very, very few real urafa, real teachers exist in the world. I think Ayatollah Behjad and these others were some of the very few in our time, no longer with us. And I just think that, especially where I'm from, I don't know about UK, and I think UK is similar to US too. Their education is a little bit better than ours, but the rest of the world I don't know as much about as in US the most, where I'm born and raised. The people are very in a rush. They're very, very hungry for spirituality, but they have no patience,
right,
whether it's Muslims or non-Muslims, I think majority. Mm-hmm. Very, very few, or some of them attached to false teachers. There's a big, big problem with this in the West where people are claiming to be able to teach spirituality, but they really don't know it. They're misguiding people. I think it's a big problem in other places. So it's really unfortunate. So people that are so hungry and thirsty, myself included, I was one of those my whole childhood, teenage, 20s, everything. Irfan, spirituality, we're so excited for this. But then if your soul is not ready for it, you're not really going to progress. You're not going to get anywhere. You have to have, I think, number one, real teachers, real solid knowledge in the books. Like, you have to have a prior Islamic research and studying of the basic Islamic sciences, like all the wajibat and all of the Arabic and, usul and fiqh and all of these things that might not be as exciting. You have to get a background in that very deeply and real teachers. Otherwise, it's not going to, so
work out for you.
Yeah, so I just... I'm not really pursuing that as much anymore because I feel like I'm not ready for it. I have to have, and I had a lot of other personal problems. I have to have, you have to have a real teachers for that. So, but I think if you have a real teachers and you're ready for it and you can progress in it and you can, read about it, especially first Islamic philosophy background and reading about all the great spiritual masters and people, if you can really find a good teachers that you're ready for it, and you can do it, then I think it's really good to go on it. But if you're, but I think majority of people are not ready for it, and majority of people
do not find
guide. You know, these teachers just don't accept everyone. Like Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah, he was one of the highest urafa. I mean, his teachers were first only specific. They didn't accept specific people. And then we have the whole thing of the Sufism, mysticism, tasawwuf. That's totally different. Some of them claiming to be Shia, majority Sunni. They're totally a little. They're a little bit similar to urafa, but doing different things. So it's very broad. It's very broad. And I just think it's just sad. It's one of the saddest things that in the West, people are so hungry for this, but they just don't have, they can't find, there's just not enough teachers. And so they kind of, either they don't find it or they go in these wrong cults. They have a lot of cults,
right?
And these fake teachers. So I think it's very, you have to be very careful for that. And, I think just as if we can just stay away from haram and just sticking to the halal and the wajibs
things,
and we can pure, the first step, I somebody told me it was really nice, the first step is really self-purification. If we, the tazkiyat an-nafs, if we can just focus and try to do that as much as we can, and all the wajibs, and if we, as much mustahab as we can, then Allah will send,
all the obligatory things and all the recommended.
If we don't, if we can't even do that, then we're not even going to get close to that. You know, the first thing is the self-purification.
Self-purification. So, all right, let's go to Siddiqa. We'll be back after a short while.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Siddiqa, what's your take on that?
Okay. I agree with a few points, but I also disagree with a few points.
Wow.
So I'll start off with the agree. Yes, spirituality is complex, but I'd like to define it, in my opinion, and sort of from a broad description, definition, I'd like to narrow it down. Spirituality is basically a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, one of the things that some people would misunderstand, and maybe I was one of those people at some point, was that people would want to pursue spirituality so that they can get all these, they can
miracles,
get these miracles.
Yes.
Right.
I wouldn't use the word miracles because miracles are specifically for prophets.
Or like vision or something like that.
Yes, those divine
visions,
spiritual
powers. Yeah, they want those spiritual powers.
And visions,
So they got, so their aim in getting to spirituality itself is wrong.
Oh.
Therefore, that opening never happens because imagine if Allah were to allow someone whose aim is just to get a divine power to enter spirituality, which they will misuse and misguide them. Bigger generation.
True.
So I'm not saying that it is not open because Allah doesn't want it to open. Sometimes our own aims are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The way we progress is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to narrow down the definition to something that is only a connection with Allah. And no one can define that connection with Allah for you apart from yourself.
True.
It's very personal because Allah is someone who you have this personal connection with. He is someone who created you. And that love between you and your creator exists.
Mm-hmm.
How we nurture it is different.
True.
Some might nurture it in a positive way. And then some might get depressed and be like, look, I can't go ahead with this. God doesn't love me. And they get away. But the truth is God loves you more than, you know, God is closer to you than your own jugular vein.
True.
So that spirituality, that connection is always there. It's how we nurture it. And that's where spirituality plays a very big role.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you see the Sahifa Sajjadiyah, that's like the, you know, it's like the icing on the cake of all the amals that we have in all the du'as that we have in our, all the supplications that we have from the Ahlul Bayt. And even if you just see the supplication of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the whispered supplication of the lovers. And he says, how can one who has tasted your love want the love of another? So that basically for me is where spirituality comes. The point I disagree on though is that enough teachers don't exist or this is not available for everyone. It is, as I said, that the path we choose and the aims that we have,
mm-hmm.
and some actually might start on this path, but then they feel very discouraged, so they move away. Just a small point on that, Said Qadhi, Agha Qadhi, he is Ayatollah Bahjat's teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It took him 40 years to have his first vision, 40 mm-hmm. years to reach, and he got everything in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he got it at the Haram of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which is where I want to take my next point. When we want to enter spirituality, the Prophet has said, Qur'anu itrat. Wow. You cannot reach spirituality without taking hold of the Ahlul Bayt. Tawassul is one of the most important. Reaching Allah without tawassul, in my opinion, the opinion of the Sufis, is basically, you're not going to get much.
And actually, you know, some people like today think that they consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as some of their cousins, like God will understand, God will know, trying to say that we have some very good connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as she said, rightly mentioned, that without Ahlul Bayt, we cannot reach that goal. Well, you are listening to Back to Reality. Here we need to take a short break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. You're listening to Back to Reality from IRIB English Radio. I have with me two special guests. I have with me Fatima from California, and I have with me Siddiqa from the UK. And we are discussing about the spirituality, and both of you guys introduced the topic in a very nice way. I don't think I need to add something on it. However, Fatima, you said that you use a term, you said spirituality in Islam, and you said it's also outside Islam. So I would want you to differentiate between the two. How do you define Islamic spirituality and non-Islamic spirituality?
I think they're the Christian mystics, the Jewish people have their Kabbalah, mysticism. Non-Ahl Kitab, other religions, I don't know as much about. They all have their own holy book and spirituality, things they were doing. So, and then especially in the U.S., I don't know about other countries as much, but U.S., Canada, there's so many people who are now saying there's no need for any religion. They're just like secular, and they just say that we believe in one God, Muwahid, monotheistic, but there's no need for any religion. We just have our direct spirituality with God. We don't need any other organized religion. Those people, they make up their own spirituality. So I don't know. It just depends on which background they're in. But I think, obviously, I believe I've been shown in my life, and my mom converted to Islam when I was a kid. So I was raised in it. I didn't really choose it. She already chose it for me. But throughout my life, there was so many challenges, so many things. I could really see that there's really, and I didn't study that much other paths, but I've read a little bit here and there. I think there's different paths to Allah, but I think it's obvious. The only real, real straight path, spiritual path to Allah is through the Ahl Bayt al-Islam, because they're Muslims. I've hung out with them. I've seen their different things. You know, they do claim to love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Each of them have their own little, you know, connection to him, but they can't get that much too deep into the spirituality because they don't know about Ahl Bayt. You know, they respect, okay, Imam Ali.
True.
You know. Some of the countries, I think some of the African countries and some places, maybe in the Ashura, I think in Turkey, they have maybe like some one little special prayer, you know, but they're not understanding that much what it is. So I feel like definitely the Shia, Ithna Ashari, 12-er path of spirituality, that, as she said, I forgot to say that, the Tawassul to the Ahl Bayt Islam, there's nothing else like that. That's the beginning and the self-purification. And they have to help us, because without them, we don't have any spirituality, you know. And Imam Zaman alayhi salam, I think our connection to Imam Zaman as well as Allah, you know, there's no other way we can understand anything from the spirituality. And I mean, I think there is, I didn't mean to say like there's absolutely not enough of these teachers. There's definitely enough of these teachers, but maybe we're not, you know, it depends on the person. We only meet certain ones, you know, certain people can only qualified to be with them, you know. That was what I meant.
We pray that you attain that spirituality, you attain the Islamic spirituality, we attain that too.
Inshallah.
With that hope, we close today's session. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to IRIB English Radio.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb Al Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alameen, يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أمى رايزك لتصيد ليلتك وانسكن.